It's the second annual charity ragball game, August 12th at 6 p.m. It's over off of West Road here, the new Mountain Home High School softball field, McLean Park. Starts at 6. We're going to have Nick Reed and some bounce houses there, maybe 5, 4:30 or so, a little bit before the game, and it's going to lead up to the game. That's free to the public, but the game will kick off at 6 o'clock.
What's the cost for folks to get in to see the game?
We don't have a certain amount, just any donation at the gate to get in to watch the game. We know money's different for everybody, so any donation is appreciative. Nobody's making money on this deal. It just goes to one pot to the two charities.
What are you guys planning to support this year?
The fire department picked Mark Mahan. This is a firefighter in Clark Ridge. That's a volunteer fire department, and he's had a couple strokes. He's lost all his vision about, so he's not doing the greatest, and so we're going to support our brothers up there in red in Clark Ridge, and that's the FD's charity.
Okay, so. And Jared, what are you guys doing for?
Yeah, so this year we actually picked a officer who passed recently, and he retired just a little over a year ago. His name was Bill Dearmore. We're going to donate our half of the funds that we raised to his family just for cost, because obviously things are a little bit tight right now with him.
It was a very good game all the way through up and towards the end, and then something happened, and I'm not exactly sure what happened, but the field changed. The dreams changed there for a little bit. Maybe Tommy wants to talk about it. I don't know. Maybe Jared wants to talk about it.
I'll let Jared start off. That way he can defend himself.
I think up with something. Someone on that side over there might have slipped the mayor a 5 or a 10 or something like that. There was a pretty outrageous call that changed the tides of the game for a little bit.
I think if I remember right, we had the lead going into the ninth, and then you guys
walked it off.
Got it, yeah, over there. So somebody paid the mayor off on the last inning at least. So
yeah.
I think you got somebody doing some color commentation actually out on the field as well, right?
Yeah, we got Alan Solis from Ultimate Dodge Chrysler out there. He's going to be walking around. If you came last year, that was a lot of fun. He would interview different players in between innings, and you got to see pass the badge, kind of the personality of the police chief or fire chief or whoever he caught between innings. So that was a lot of fun. He'll be back this year.
What are the numbers for this year's game? I mean, where are we going with this? Who's going to win? Where's it going to go?
We're planning on taking it right back. We don't plan on giving that trophy up at all.
If you call Vegas, we're the favorites right now.
You're the favorites right now?
If you want to put some money down, we're the favorites.
We'll take the underdog story.
Yeah, so I'll never forget. Of course, you know, PD somehow cheated their way to a win last year. And I think it was a week or two after seeing him in town, rolled the window down. He had that trophy sitting on his lap while driving. I'll never forget. I was, are you serious?
I think I held it out the window as I drove by the fire department, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good rivalry. We work together good. This is, you know, this is a lot of fun. I want to throw one before I forget to bring lawn chairs.
Yes.
The place filled up super fast last year. So anybody that plans on coming, bring a chair. And there's going to be food trucks there. So come hungry and support those local guys too.